Good evening. Welcome to the 2019 Bethel City Council Candidates Forum. I'm KYUK News Director Anna Rose MacArthur. Thank you for joining us. Tonight's forum is presented by KYUK with support from listeners like you. We're broadcasting live from the Bethel City Council Chambers at City Hall. The Bethel municipal election is Tuesday, October 1st. This year, there are six candidates vying for four seats on Bethel City Council. All terms are for 2 years. This forum is being translated Yuktun and will be rebroadcast. Thank you to the candidates for being here tonight, and thank you to all our listeners and for our audience members. The order of the candidate statement, seating, and answers were all determined earlier by random drawing. Our panelists this evening are journalists from the Bethel Media. Joining us for this broadcast are Greg Kim and Christy Schallenberger of KYUK News and Kelly Lincoln of Delta Discovery. And now our candidates in alphabetical order are Cece Franco, Haley Hansen, Alyssa Gustafson-Leary, Mark Springer, and Raymond Thor Williams. Candidate Fritz Charles is unable to join us this evening. To get us started tonight, each candidate will have 1 minute.
All right, thank you. My name is Haley Hansen. I was born and raised here in Bethel, Alaska. I graduated from Bethel Regional High School in 2008, where I just started my second year of teaching high school social studies. I'm here today because I want you to know more about me and the issues I think are most important. As a teacher in this community, I have a perspective that's informed by daily contact with students who are dealing with negative effects of alcohol, violence, and bullying. As a community, we have a responsibility to our younger generations when we consider this election's ballot measures. I plan to use my experience as these kids' teacher and as a former Bethel youth to work towards the best solutions for Bethel as a whole. As the student council advisor, I also see how much leadership potential there is in the younger generation. I am invested in preparing these students for leadership positions within our community so that hopefully in the future we won't have to recruit so many outsiders to run our town. That's why I'm running for city council too, to be a model for the Bethel kids, to show them that we can and should get involved in the place that raised us. Thank you.
Thank you, Haley. Now we hear from Cece Franco.
Good evening. Thank you all for being here, and thank you to all of those that are listening at home. My name is Cece Franco. I moved here to Bethel 3 years ago as a Jesuit volunteer. During my time since I've been here, I've been involved. I currently work as a local government specialist with the state of Alaska, which has provided me with a lot of experience with local municipalities and tribes, helping them with their budgets, local ordinances, and anything else local government related. Besides work, I am the treasurer for the Bethel Council on the Arts. I volunteer at a lot of different events at the Cultural Center, and I'm running for city council because I believe that we deserve a city council that can work better together to help improve our community. Thank you.
Thank you, Cece. Next, we hear from Thor Williams.
Thank you. Good evening, Bethel and the Waikai Delta. My name is Thor Williams. I am seeking your vote for re-election this upcoming election on October 1st for the City Bethel Council. I started my career as a city council member in 1996. Some of us were not in the community at that time, but some of us can remember that far back and have seen a lot of changes in within our community, mostly betterment of our community and a lot of issues that have taken a lot of time to improve this community. My family loves Bethel, loves the community. We've been here since 1992, lived, worked, and raised our family in our community, and will continue to try to make our community a better place to live. I've done a lot of volunteer work in our community, helping with the Bethel Fire Department, the wrestling program at BRHS, and help students to try to reach their goals. Thank you.
Thank you, Thor. Now we turn to Alyssa Gustafson-Leary.
Thanks, Anna Rose. Good evening. I wanted to start by thanking KYUK and Delta Discovery for hosting this event tonight so voters can get to know each of the candidates a little bit better. And thanks to our audience for being here in person or at home. My name is Alyssa Gustafson-Leary. I moved to Bethel in December 2012 on a 2-year contract with YKHC, intending to stay at least 5 years. Now, almost 7 years later, I've made Bethel my home and plan to spend the rest of my life here with my husband, Brandon. I've made my career with YKHC in the Office of Environmental Health, and I am a small business owner. I have already been contributing to the City of Bethel by volunteering on the Public Works Committee since October 2017. I'm running for City Council not because I have dreams of becoming a politician, but because I'm an invested member of this community, much like yourselves. I'm willing to dedicate the time and energy necessary to be a productive council member. Thank you.
Thank you, Alyssa. Lastly, Mark Springer.
Thank you, and good evening, everybody. My name is Mark Springer. I'm about a 20-year resident of Bethel, homeowner. My wife and I have six children. Five of our eight grandchildren live here in Bethel. I'm currently employed over at ONC. I've lived in Alaska since 1976, lived in Hooper Bay starting about 1982, and moved here to Bethel in 1999, and then back again in 2002. I think I've got a lot of municipal and government experience. I've been on the City Council several times. I started my public service career here in Bethel on the Public Safety and Transportation Commission. I've always believed that Bethel has a responsibility to the surrounding communities, as a City Council member, I've tried to keep to that because what happens in Bethel doesn't stay in Bethel. Thanks.
Now we turn to our panel of journalists. Each candidate will have 30 seconds to respond to each question. Our first question from our journalists will be asked by Greg Kim of KYUK News to Thor Williams.
Good evening, candidates. As a council member, what would be your top priority?
My top priority has to be this upcoming year is hiring a city manager and a city attorney or a law firm to provide the services that our community needs so that we can continue to function as a highly productive city. If we don't hire the right person for the position, we could be in the same position as we have been in the past of rehiring city managers for a lot of those positions and over a lot of time because new council members. Sorry. Thank you.
Mark Springer.
Well, I have to agree that the a couple of the immediate tasks, and they could take a while, facing the council is hiring a city manager for sure and getting some legal counsel for the city. But, infrastructure maintenance, things that are making sure that projects that have been budgeted are carried out, and identifying some projects that haven't been budgeted and getting those laid out as well.
Alyssa Gustafson-Leary.
Some of the top priorities for the city, besides a city manager and attorney, we also currently have a interim or acting police chief. Those are all really important positions that, the city manager, Bill Howell, the acting, as much as he is doing really great in the position, I think it's not ideal to have so many interim and acting positions. So I think getting the right folks in to fill all three of those positions is going to be a top priority that'll really make a big difference at the city level.
Haley Hansen.
So for me, the top priority right now is coming up with some kind of comprehensive alcohol issue plan, and whether that's taking back the alcohol task force or joining forces with YKHC. I know that they took it back about a year ago. I think that is something that's pretty glaring in our community. I mean, we were just picking up trash the other day, Bev, Kathy Hansen, and I, and there were 61 alcohol bottles just down by the river in an hour. And I think that's ridiculous, and I think that's taking quite the toll on our community. Thanks.
Cece Franco.
Thank you. I agree with the comments already made. In the coming year, we'll need to hire a new city manager, police chief, and city attorney. I am currently chair of the finance committee, and I have seen how the turnovers in that department have really created negative impact with collection rates and really hasn't been great for keeping other employees. So I know that when it comes to the decision of choosing a city manager and attorney, that can really be a good fit. We need someone who can stay here for the longevity. Thank you.
Our next question comes from Christy Schallenberger of KYUK News.
Local option measures will appear on the municipal ballot. One is asking whether to ban alcohol sales in all establishments except restaurants. Another is asking whether to ban marijuana sales and manufacturing. How will you vote?
Alyssa Gustafson Leary.
So I will support whatever the voters choose, you know, as a council member for all three of the local options. I know there's the two really big ones, but, you know, I really look forward to record numbers, hopefully, for voter turnout this year. And hopefully everyone voting is informed and is sure that they're voting in the correct way. Both alcohol and marijuana, they're both an issue of availability and access. And I think that's something we need to consider, how much access do we want for everyone in our community to have, including
that's
our youth.
All we have time for. Cece Franco.
I am not going to share how I personally will be voting. It is up to the voters, though, on how they feel about these local option issues. I am in support of some of the ordinances, amendments that we have added to the Bethel Municipal Code regarding alcohol. And I foresee if we allow marijuana sales in our community that some sort of code will have to be added regarding marijuana sales. Thank you.
Thor Williams.
These ballot initiatives are voted by the people and are brought forth by the people. And it's a person's decision on how they're going to vote. I will follow what the voters have to say about these initiatives and will continue to follow what the voters want to do concerning alcohol and marijuana sales within our communities. If that happens, then we're going to have to adjust our budget and be prepared to look at maybe some cuts internally. But it's up to the voters and how they deem these issues to be related.
Mark Springer.
Yeah, could you read the question one more time?
Local option measures will appear on the municipal ballot. One is asking whether to ban alcohol sales in all establishments except restaurants. Another is asking whether to ban marijuana sales and manufacturing. How will you vote?
Yeah, thank you. You know, we've had similar questions at candidate forums in the past, and there's a reason there's a curtain on the voting booth. I'd rather not say how I'm going to vote than lie about how I'm going to vote. So, you know, people vote however they want to vote, and it's called a secret ballot for a reason. Thanks.
Haley Hansen.
Yeah, I'll agree with the other candidates that I won't share what I'll personally vote, but I will say that whatever the community does decide on October 1st, I will support that decision, and I think it's important also that we look at whether it's the alcohol issue or marijuana, if that does go through, that it gets banned, that we not lose sight of the alcohol issues still in town that are taking a toll, whether that's through bootlegged or through sales, through legal sources. Thanks.
Our next question will be asked by Kelly Lincoln of Delta Discovery.
Brianna, what responsibility does Bethel have to surrounding villages when making decisions about alcohol?
Mark Springer.
Thanks, Kelly. Quinn Giduden. We have a lot of responsibility. I mean, we're surrounded by 56 communities of ranging from over 1,000 to 70, you know, we have some small villages. We're the commercial center, we're the transportation center, we're the healthcare center, we're the education center, we're the criminal justice center. We have a lot of responsibility to keep people safe while they're here, to make sure that their needs that are provided for.
Cece Franco.
Thank you. I feel we owe surrounding communities the respect to decisions they've made, whether to be wet, damp, or dry. I think it's worth looking into having some sort of ordinance or regulation of liquor stores that if someone comes in from a community with a license saying that community is dry, then maybe we shouldn't be selling them alcohol. Thank you.
Haley Hansen.
So I definitely believe we have a responsibility as a hub community to the area around us. I do think that if we continue to sell hard liquor here in town and people are coming in from the villages, that we need to work with those communities that they're either going back to or leaving and not coming back to figure out some kind of compromise or solution there, because angering surrounding villages is not the answer to get what we want here. So we need to come up with something for that.
Thor Williams.
Bethel voters voted for our community to be wet, and the Bethel voters are going to determine how this community is going to be concerning this issue of damp or wet in the future. I have to support the Bethel voters. We have to work with the surrounding villages, but I do not have any power over Namboskiak or Queefluk or Akichuk. That's their own communities. We have determined that we want to sell alcohol in this community. That's what the voters asked for, and that's what we have to do.
Alyssa Gustafson-Leary.
We definitely need to always consider how decisions made in Bethel impact the surrounding villages. Like Mark said, you know, what happens in Bethel doesn't necessarily stay in Bethel. There are always unintended consequences. I mean, even if we're talking about anything besides alcohol. But with alcohol, when it's pretty well known that once we make the access easier, it's definitely going to have negative effects on the villages around us, where they might not have as much law enforcement as Bethel, or their law enforcement doesn't have as much training. Thank you.
Greg Kim of KYUK will ask the next question.
What city infrastructure do you want to improve the most, and how would you do it?
Haley Hansen.
So the city infrastructure that I'm most interested in is figuring out what's going to happen with the Blue Sky subdivision and water delivery and sewer delivery. And I know that roads are often on people's mind. I know that they have a two-year project going to improve roads around here. And so I imagine if there's more to discuss after they're done with their project, then we can try and find other revenue streams for that. But roads and definitely the new subdivisions we have being built in town. Thanks.
Cece Franco.
I am most concerned about the water and sewage infrastructure, whether that be the sewage, water and sewage trucks or the actual pipes. I think with combination of the roads and climate change, all of this infrastructure is taking a toll. We need to look forward to ways to best deliver water and sewage to our customers without raising prices too much. Thank you.
Mark Springer.
I think the biggest infrastructure issue we have is the water pipes up in housing. It's pretty horrendous. We don't have any big asks in front of Congress like City of Nome does, you know, for their port. So maybe we should package up the need to replace those water lines up there and get those people some clear water and make that a congressional request.
Thor Williams.
I agree. The city pipes in Bethel Heights definitely need to be changed. I've talked about that since the last time I was elected onto city council. We need to continue to work on that issue and find a way how to improve those pipes. Over the past times, we've used chemicals to try to create a better infrastructure inside of those pipes, and that did not work. But we still need to change those pipes. And as my wife said, city roads, city roads, city roads. We need to maintain our city roads, because some of us can remember when those roads were full of potholes.
Alyssa Gustafson-Leary.
I think most people paying attention to city council meetings or KYUK know what the main concerns of the community are with Bethel Heights water. That's definitely a priority. That's always a priority. Maybe we need to elevate that priority a little bit more. Thankfully, the lagoon was just, that project was just completed. If you haven't been out there to visit it, it looks really great. I'd also like to continue extending piped water and sewer service so we can take some stress off our roads instead of driving around water and sewer. Thanks.
Christy Schallenberger of KYUK will ask the next question.
What? Aside from approving new subdivisions, how can the city address Bethel's housing shortage?
Mark Springer.
Thanks. We have a couple of, well, we have several groups that need housing. We've got young families that are trying to make a living here. The private market needs to step up to them. We have a chronic homelessness problem. We have some very young, very low-wage workers in town, some of whom have families. There's actually, when the hospital gets done, there may be a surplus of some potential housing units associated with that construction.
Haley Hansen.
So, yes, there's definitely a housing shortage here, and I was actually doing some research on this, and I think it's really cool. I don't know a ton about it, but what Ute was doing with cold climate housing, efficiency housing, if that could be an option for especially low-income families or even just to be able to rent out to people who are moving into this community, I think that would be a really good option that could save people money along the way.
Alyssa Gustafson-Leary.
One of the things that working with the Housing Coalition that I joined this year, that we've talked about trying to develop a Housing First project. And along with that, I would also like to see if we could extend the winter house so that we have year-round services for sheltering. We all know the need is there. It'd be really great if the city could partner with, you know, the winter house, TWC, other agencies to try and get something year-round. Maybe the city could even, you know, donate some of our unused properties.
Thor Williams.
We need to continue to work with ONC. They provide a lot of local housing. They develop a housing that needs to be better built. And they've done a lot of that cold water housing or cold weather housing, excuse me, here locally. And that's been a help to our community. We need to look at the cost of our utilities. I think that's one of the major barriers here locally is the cost of water and sewer, oil, and also the cost of electricity has stopping our families from buying houses or seeking houses to be built.
Cece Franco.
I believe we need to continue to support local businesses that are able to build homes, as well as AVCP Regional Housing Authority and ONC, potentially address any zoning issues that already occur within the city, and look forward to funding for subsidizing the cost to build and the cost to live in these homes in our community.
From Delta Discovery, Kelly Lincoln with the next question.
How much should City Council reflect Bethel in terms of race and gender?
Cece Franco.
Ideally, City Council would match the population of Bethel, both ethnically and based on gender. I think we're moving in a step in the right direction, having half the candidates this year running are females. I wish more people, new people, would run for city council. I think we could definitely benefit from a wide variety of opinions and people of different backgrounds.
Mark Springer?
Well, the council right now, before the election, has got four Alaska Native members. And even after the election, there'll still be three. Potentially there'll be three women. There's one woman on the council now. So I think the council today and the council after October 1st is and probably will be the most reflective of the community demographic that it's been in a long time.
Haley Hansen.
Yeah, I definitely think, you know, the council should be reflective of our community. We have a diverse community too. And so when we think of maybe just white or native people, it's also, we have a lot of Korean people here and we have a lot of Macedonian, Albanian people here too. And so seeing more people get involved, whether it's committees, running for council, commissions and that, I think everybody should be involved and should be represented at different levels in whatever capacity that they feel comfortable doing that. Thanks.
Alyssa Gustafson-Leary.
Yeah, I agree that I realize that this, all the candidates, you know, it looked a little lopsided in who's running this year. But I don't know what we can do necessarily to encourage anyone specifically to run. I think we always would want to hope that our city council and any boards, you know, throughout Bethel will look reflective of who is in our community. But that being said, you know, we can do our best to make sure that we represent our constituents during our term.
Thor Williams.
I just want to correct the numbers. There's 5 Native people on City Council and 2 non-Native people on City Council. And also that the gender should be reflective of our community. Also, I'm glad to see that there's a lot of women running for City Council. We've had a tremendous amount of different people that have run for City Council, and the more information and knowledge that we bring to City Council is only to make our community better, but we also need leadership and experience to make that happen. Thank you.
Greg Kim of KYUK News with the next question.
What can Council do to retain city employees longer?
Mark Springer.
Pay them more.
Haley Hansen.
I say we raise them up in this town to become, to fill those positions so that they'll want to stay here and feel involved in their community. And that's something that I'm hoping to work on more at the school. And with planning office experience, I want to expose students to those opportunities so that they'll want to go into these positions and stay there as well. Thanks.
Cece Franco.
I think it's a really good idea to start at the top. We need to continue to retain managers, whether that be the finance director, city manager, attorney, folks that manage these different departments. I think we should be supporting our employees, offering different training opportunities, supporting their professional growth, and continue to support the PERS benefits.
Thor Williams.
One of the nice things that is going to happen this year is we're up for contract negotiation with our fellow employees. One of the things that I keep on hearing from our fellow employees is that we need to have a defined benefit program for retirement, not a defined contribution. So not a 401k, but actual retirement program that gives our employees ability to live in Bethel after they retire and don't have to move out of town. Money is always a big issue to keep people in this community, and we fight among ourselves to keep good employees through the city and the state.
Alyssa Gustafson-Leary.
I think one of the things we can do right off is stop letting the city council micromanage all of the departments and employees of the city. The city council only has management authority over three people at the city, the manager, the attorney, and the clerk. And another thing, like some of the other candidates have said already, but, you know, workforce development, anything we can do to get our lower level employees to stick around and work their way up the ladder, I think that would really get people to stick around longer.
Christy Schallenberger of KYUK with the next question.
What is the best decision City Council has made this year, and what is the worst?
Alyssa Gustafson-Leary.
I think the worst decision made by City Council this year is pretty obvious. The way the city manager was fired during his quarterly evaluation, it was kind of confusing to many people, especially when he had just gotten a raise in a prior evaluation in the same year. So I think that was really detrimental to City Council, but, you know, that may have gotten some more people to throw their hat in the ring to be candidates.
Thor Williams.
I think providing more resources for the Aquatic Resource Center this year was a positive thing that the City Council did. We're trying to work with the Parks and Rec Committee to find alternative ways to ensure that the recreational center moves forward and that we do that. I think what some of the hard issues that have come in front of City Council is the lack of communication between City Council, but that's because City Council members didn't reach out to each other. And some of that information wasn't given to each other so that the community felt that their City Council was discussing issues.
Mark Springer.
I agree that the worst decision, certainly process-wise and result-wise, was the termination of the city manager. That was just nothing good about that. I think probably the best decision that the council made was in the budget process to finally get up the gumption to start to utilize some of the general fund money that the city has in the bank for a couple of capital projects.
Cece Franco.
I'm not sure what the best decision was, but I believe that the worst decision was the public firing of the city manager. I believe it was not a great decision to go against the advice of the city attorney, especially when the left the city in such a vulnerable position when everything was broadcasted during a general city council meeting. I think was not a great idea.
Haley Hansen.
So I have to agree also that firing the manager, we were asked the question earlier about how do we retain people? Well, we give them due process. And I don't believe that was followed appropriately. And I think it's a shame. Pete's been here a long time, and now he's not going to be in that position anymore. What a really great thing, I think, was the Pinkies Park lighting project. Maybe debatable about how that was funded and how that process went. But I think that's really important, and we need to light up Bethel. Too many bad things are happening, too many dark places in this community.